spanning the nerd world and feeding your fandom.
Crash landed.
From comics to video games.
From the cinematic universe to television.
This is Earth.
Connecting you to the biggest stars in the industry.
Something out there had discovered us.
It's time for the Down and Nerdy Podcast. Here's your host, James Witham.
It's that time of year again, a special edition of the Down and Nerdy Podcast for the week of Christmas as our best interview moments of 2018. I'm James Witham. So happy that you decided to spend part of your holiday listening and looking back at some of our best moments of the so many interviews that we did in 2018. We're going to give you 10 of them. This is in no particular order, by the way. We're not going to rank these or anything like that. But I would love to hear if any of your favorite moments did not make the list. So just tweet the show at DownNerdy757. Let me know if any of your favorite interviews or interview moments didn't make the list. I'm actually going to be sharing some of the best shows from the past year during this week as well. So if you want to go to Facebook.com/DownNerdy or any of our other social media pages, you'll be able to see that on there as well. So let's get things started, shall we? You know, one of the biggest things that happened in 2018 was the Save Lucifer movement. It has also been a very popular year for John Constantine, whether it be on Constantine City of Demons in animation or on DC's Legends of Tomorrow. So on a special edition of the podcast, I get a chance to interview Matt Ryan, who of course is the voice of Constantine and is playing Constantine in live action as well. And the subject of possibly a Constantine and Lucifer meeting came up. Hear what he had to say about that. Now, of course, there is a ton of villains that you could draw from Justice League Dark and the Hellblazer comics. And during your research, were there any that stuck out and said, man, I really hope I get to work with this particular villain at some point?
Oh, there's so many. There's so many from the Hellblazer comics, from the New 52, and from the Hellblazer Rebirth as well, and also from the whole DC universe. One of the characters that I love, my favorite storyline arc from the Hellblazer comics is Dangerous Habits.
Oh,
where
yes.
John interacts. Yeah, that's my favorite one, and he interacts with Lucifer, you know, and I think that that's a really interesting dynamic there. And but there's so many that could be explored, man. I would say Lucifer, probably.
Now, I want to touch on that for a second, actually, because someone recently asked showrunner Joe Henderson for Lucifer if we'd see Constantine on Lucifer at some point. Now, I know there's no plans for that, but how great would it be to be able to work with Tom Ellis and the cast of that show as John Constantine?
Hey, that would be really good fun, you know. From what I've learned of playing this character over the last 4 years, is never say never, you know. But as I said, there's so many fantastic characters to explore with John in terms of their relationship, and Lucifer will be one. And Tom Ellis does a fantastic job at playing Lucifer, and that could be a fun thing. This is Matt Ryan from Constantine City of Demons, and you are listening to the Down and Nerdy Podcast.
Moving on in our best interview moments of 2018, it was a big year for YouTube, especially for original series. And I got to tell you, it might have been highlighted by Cobra Kai, and we know that the second season is already done filming. It's going to be coming out. I get a chance to talk to Mary Mouser, who played Daniel's daughter Samantha on the show, and a big discussion in the Karate Kid world was whether or not Daniel LaRusso is actually the villain of the Karate Kid story, so you know I had to ask Mary about that. Loved her answer, too. There's kind of a debate that Karate Kid fans have had for years. I think it's crazy, but I wanted to get your take on it, and it was actually addressed in this first season as well. Is Daniel LaRusso the real villain of the original Karate Kid movies?
Oh my goodness. All right, I have heard this, especially from Sholo, because, you know, Sholo, obviously, he's Team Cobra Kai.
Right.
So all throughout filming, any opportunity he got, he'd be like, so you remember that time when Daniel bullied Johnny? I'm like, oh, shut up. Like, I'm a LaRusso at this point, right? Like, I'm in the family now. So in my mind, of course, there's no question who the bully is. And honestly, from a viewer's perspective, I'm on the side of Daniel. And we're all like teenagers. We all make mistakes in the way that we handle situations. And we all make, you know, we all make decisions that are snap decisions, that are emotional decisions, that maybe come from the right place but aren't executed well. So I'm sure there are plenty of moments there where he needed a talking to. But it definitely, I still believe that Johnny was the bully and Daniel was, you know, standing up for himself in a way.
Hi, my name is Mary Mauser from Cobra Kai, and you're listening to the Down and Nerdy Podcast.
Another great show that we're looking forward to in 2019 coming back for its second season is Siren on Freeform. And before the first season actually premiered, I got a chance to talk to star Aline Powell, who plays Rin. And apparently she's not very shy about singing in public. Check this out.
Well, speaking of songs, I mean, is there any song that you love so much that you'll just literally stop everything when you hear it?
Oh, that's such a hard question because I've loved the song. Okay, I'll just, oh yeah, okay. Queen, Bohemian Rhapsody. I don't care where I am.
Yes.
I will just go for the Biz Miller, like the high opera thing. It is, I have no shame. I will go there in public.
So it doesn't matter where you are, in the middle of a crowded room, you're just going to belt it out and hit the high notes and everything.
I once did it on a plane. It was June takeoff.
Wow.
So it was, it wasn't as noticed. It wasn't noticed as much. But yes, but still, I definitely can't help to, help the boogie and the jiggling away on that.
I think that's like an Instagram or a Twitter video waiting to happen, to be honest, Aline.
Oh God. well, someone has to catch me out. This is Aline Powell from Siren on Freeform, and you're listening to the Down and Nerdy Podcast.
It's hard to go through the best interview moments of 2018 without finding something from The Magicians on Sci-Fi. You know it's one of my favorite shows. Talk about it on the podcast as much as we possibly can. And it was so great to get to talk to Katie herself, Jade Taylor, on the show this past year. It was actually the week of a blizzard here at the Down and Nerdy Podcast Studios. So behind the curtain, this interview actually almost didn't happen, but so glad I get a chance to talk to Jade Taylor. And apparently, she has a lot of keys. Trust me, this is pretty interesting.
We know that the quest kind of involves finding keys, and that's almost all we know about it. And that's cool. We'll find out on Wednesday. But what's something that you always seem to lose that you find yourself looking for?
I mean, keys.
Is it that simple? Just keys? That's
actually keys. Yeah, pretty much. well, I have so many keys. That would be one. Yeah, no, what do I lose? I don't really lose much, actually.
Here's the question, though. How many keys do you have that you don't know what they are? Because I've got like half of mine that I have no idea.
Really? See, you don't want to know how many keys I have, but I know what every single one is.
Wow.
Because I have three different, this is weird, I have three different homes right now, and I have a storage unit, and I have three different mailboxes. So imagine the amount of keys, and each one of them has about four different locks to like get in. So I have a lot of keys. So
I'd be so confused.
Fitting.
I would be
so confused. Like I make them different. Like one of my keys is a leopard key, so I know exactly what that one's for.
Nice.
You make them creative.
I feel like you've got a key for your keys somewhere, so you know what all of them are, just in case you forget.
Yeah. Exactly.
This is Jade Taylor from The Magicians, and you're listening to the Down and Nerdy Podcast.
We're at the halfway point of our best interview moments of 2018, and you know the Rampage movie actually was a lot better than a lot of people expected. Got to do double duty for that movie, actually. And one of the stars of the movie, David Ahn, was on the show, and he talked about, I was asking what animal he would make bigger or smaller, and he told a hilarious story about pandas. Check this out.
David, we know there are some enormous, monstrous animals in Rampage, so I have to ask you, what giant animal would terrify you the most, and what one small animal would you make bigger if you could?
Ooh, great question. A giant animal it would definitely be like a spider, a giant Shelob-type spider would scare the bejesus out of me. Tiny animal that I would make bigger, probably like a rabbit or like a chinchilla. I think that'd be pretty cute.
To I just could
be
see
able
that.
To like, you know, just like dive into them and it's like all plush.
So you're looking for the extra fluff factor.
the fluff factor. That's really what it is.
Like one of those giant, like girly poof pillows that they have, kind of like that sort of thing.
Yeah. I had a girlfriend that had an obsession with pandas because she just wanted to jump into his belly because she thought pandas were really fluff and soft. And when we went to finally do some type of like feeding sanctuary where you can like touch pandas but also feed them and stuff, Their hair is so coarse. And she was like, my dream is broken. I can't do it anymore.
And yeah. So is the dreams of anyone listening to this that's ever wanted to go to pet a panda.
I'm sorry, everybody. They're so very cute. They're very cute. Go save the pandas. Everyone save the pandas. This is David Ahn from the Rampage movie, and you're listening to the Down and Nerdy Podcast.
Got to hit the road quite a bit, actually, in 2018. Of course, getting a chance to go to San Diego Comic-Con 2018. And getting to go inside the press rooms is always a pleasure, especially when you get to talk to Tom Cavanaugh, who, for the second time, for the second year in a row, has made our best interview moments of the year, this time for 2018, when I asked him about directing the 100th episode of The Flash. And, well, this was his reaction.
And you're directing the 100th episode, right? So no pressure there.
What? I'm what?
A big towel?
Jeez. Oh, the 100th. I thought you said I'm directing 100 episodes.
No, you're directing the 100th, the show on the CW.
Oh, good.
I mean, if you want to take on that
That's
load.
A show.
Yeah.
Yes, I am. My way of directing The Flash is simply this. It's like, zoop, action. Cut. Brilliant. And then I just ride their coattails to victory. I point the camera at them, I get out of the way, I watch them be their immense talent that they are, and then I just, you know, go have a sandwich.
Nice.
Yeah, literally. It's nice work if one can get it.
And is a sandwich waiting for you?
Yeah, he makes me sandwiches.
Well, actually, we have Hartley.
But he puts them on the hot, he puts them really high up, so that I'm not eating too much sandwich and getting unhealthy. So, but then Hartley goes, that's why you hired a tall guy, so he can grab me sandwiches from the top shelf. Yeah.
Hi, this is Melissa Rockford from Manifest, and you're listening to the Down and Nerdy.
I mentioned it being a big year for YouTube, and another great series that premiered on YouTube Red this year was Impulse, and I got to talk to Sarah Desjardins on the show about that, and I actually went back through her Twitter feed. I mean, one of the things this year is celebrities getting called out for their old tweets, right? Well, I had one ready for Sarah. Check this out. Taking a little bit of a break from the show here, I got to ask you about something that you tweeted early on in April that I thought was really interesting and something that we've touched on the show before. Now, it seems like you were kind of venting some frustrations about a lot of the
my
reboots
gosh.
And the remakes that seem to be popping up lately.
Oh, yes.
So, if that was the case, then what frustrates you the most about that? And do you feel like original ideas are really given an equal opportunity to find their way onto the screen in the first place?
All right. So, yes, I wasn't sure what tweet you were going to be talking about, but this one, yeah. So I do find it really frustrating because I just think there are so many original ideas out there. I have such a hard time believing that we're resorting to all these reboots because there's nothing else. There has to be. And I do understand, I feel like they're not given an equal opportunity because the other aspect of doing all these reboots is there shows that have been successful, have a built-in fan base, and studios feel they can make money off of it, which I totally understand. And I know that it gives a lot of people opportunities, and I definitely believe that there are some reboots that are done well. And I want to plug a little bit. I think I heard you, did I hear you talking about it? There was my beautiful friend, Sarah Jeffrey. She plays one of the sisters in the new Charmed reboot.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw the trailer for that the other day, and I was skeptical that they were remaking Charmed, but I think it's a different take on Charmed. It's not exactly the same, and I feel like it could do really well, and I'm really excited for her. But yeah, I just don't think that original scripts are given the same opportunity now. That's my opinion.
Do you also kind of feel like for fans of whatever that original thing is, you're kind of opening yourself up to even more criticism than maybe an original idea? Would you say that's kind of fair?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, a good example for me would be one of my favorite shows of all time, Gilmore Girls. And when I found out that they were making A Year in the Life, I was beyond excited. But then I watched it and nothing was as strong. It wasn't as there. It felt more forced, and it definitely opens yourself up to more criticism because sometimes, like, you have to end a good thing on the note that it ended on, and some things aren't meant to be continued. Hi, I'm Sarah Desjardins from Impulse, and you're listening to the Down and Nerdy Podcast.
Another thing we got to do in 2018 was go down to DC for a big event that DC Entertainment and Warner Brothers and DC Comics was holding called DC in DC. And we had a big premiere night for Gotham by Gaslight, which is still one of the best animated movies
of the year as far as I'm concerned. And getting to talk to Bruce Greenwood was so, so amazing. And, you know, of course, returning as the voice of Batman, and I had to ask him, of course, he's also Christopher Pike in the Star Trek series, right? So I had to ask him what would happen if Batman walked into Starfleet.
If Batman walks into Starfleet, how does that go?
Oh, the fur is going to fly, yeah. I mean, if Batman walks up to Pike, that's really interesting, yeah. Oh, boy. Yeah, I guess Pike would just go take off a stupid suit. And then that one would grab him by the throat and shake the life out of him.
This is Malcolm Barrett from Timeless, and you're listening to the Down and Nerdy Podcast.
Almost wrapping up our best interview moments of 2018, going back to San Diego Comic-Con, and how could we not? Because for episode 225 of the show, I revealed our press interviews from the Death of Superman premiere that happened at San Diego Comic-Con. And of course, Jerry O'Connell being the voice of Superman, Rebecca Romijn being the voice of Lois Lane. Well, they are husband and wife in real life, so I had to ask them, I mean, who would know better? What's the best aspect of Clark and Lois's relationship? The response I got, though, quite hilarious.
What do you think is the most interesting aspect of Clark and Lois's relationship?
Well, in Death of Superman, I think it's the fact that Clark has yet to tell Lois that he's not only Clark Kent. So that's pretty interesting when you're withholding a secret like that.
I think the weight of that knowledge for Lois Lane really becomes apparent when she witnesses the huge battle between Superman and Doomsday. I think it really, I mean, obviously it's a lot to take on when your boyfriend tells you that he's not exactly who he said he was. But yeah, I think watching this massive battle go down, it makes it that much more emotional.
To do research for this, I did go out to dinner with Rebecca. And I told her I was
super. You told her your secret identity. Yeah.
This is Aaron Pierre from Krypton on Sci-Fi, and you're listening to the Down and Nerdy Podcast.
For our last best interview moment of 2018, you have to know that when you're in the Aero press room at San Diego Comic-Con, that when Emily Bett Rickards and Echo Kellum sit down at a table together, things are going to go off the rails pretty quickly. And a simple question about how they have chemistry on the show turned into this.
Zero. This cast.
Only physics. Yeah.
Yeah, only physics. Only a little biology. No chemistry
physics
here.
Doesn't get
yeah.
Shit. No, physics doesn't get you anywhere.
I don't care how many G's I'm moving.
Whoa.
Give me that chemistry.
So many G's, whoa, man.
Yeah, you know what? There should be some like, it's a G-Force thing shirts going on. Like, it's a G thing? It's a G-Force
yes.
thing?
Yes.
I think I just made $1 billion.
Copyright. Excuse me, sir. Stop talking. Sorry. We got to go.
I have to talk to my business manager.
We're just not to mention.
All over. Yes.
I wish my secret socks didn't have any fucking G-Force because they're all the way down my shoe.
Her socks are rolling all the way into her shoe, guys. It's a nightmare. You guys ever walk like that? It's a nightmare.
A designer drug called G-Force. In the show, we should pitch that.
Yeah, we should have one. Where's our boss?
Beth. We have an idea for the show.
We need a designer drug on the show called G-Force.
Yeah, okay. Vertigo's out.
Vertigo's
so last
Vertigo's
year.
Like so. It's 2000 late. Vertigo's 2000
G-Force
late.
Is
let's
like
be real.
The new thing.
It's the new hotness.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay.
What happens is
so much
gravitational
wait,
pull.
I know what's happening here.
Yes, exactly.
Exactly. We're G-forcing you right now.
That's a G-force.
All right, so we think it's official. It's going to happen. This new season's about the G-force.
Boom.
All right, guys. We'll see you.
So much rewriting to do. Beth, we got another idea.
We got a great idea. How much rewriting is that?
Okay, so listen.
Check it out. So we were just talking right here, right now, in front
right
of all
here,
them.
All these people that were here.
So we're breaking news to you guys right now, right?
This is spoilers.
Everybody around spoilers? Okay, good.
Melissa gets a car.
Right.
She goes really fast.
She goes super fast.
Super, super fast.
And then
she enters the G-Force.
G-Force, yes. And then they start doing the drugs. Okay, here we go. I think that's it.
Barry Allen. There we go.
We're really be an efficient. Oh, sorry.
Bam, bam, bam.
We got an idea. Come here, Bam. He's a producer. Come here. We got an idea for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, we got an idea.
We want to pitch an idea to
yeah,
you.
Yeah, we got an idea. Come we here. Got an idea. I'm busy.
He doesn't want to. Oh, you're doing
Do you
interviews.
Fine. Do you see what we have to work every day? It's like, Emily, we can't talk to you right now.
Juliana, we have an idea. Come here, Juliana. Please, Juliana. Here. Come here. Come here.
We know you have no pull in the writing of the show, but listen, listen.
But if we can get her on board, then I think that would really do it, right?
Together we can. Together we can. Together we can. Listen.
Together.
Ready?
Yes. Okay.
Okay. So, the thing is, we were just talking right now in front of all these people.
All these people, right?
No.
So you heard of the drug Vertigo?
Vertigo. Yeah.
Right.
But think about it. Vertigo was not hot anymore.
Right.
Yeah. And instead, it was
G-Force.
G-Force. That's
boom. One. How's that sound?
I love it.
Boom, and it's happening on the show.
Don't you already feel it?
G-Force? Yeah.
Oh, it's literally G-Force, like when your face gets sucked.
Also a drug. But also a real drug that messes you up.
So what did you want?
Oh, so G-Force. Bam, G-Force, please.
Okay, no, I love it. Do it.
Okay,
Are
you good with our idea?
I don't know what the fuck the idea is.
Shake on it.
Just agree and design your drug.
I can't believe he sold us out like that.
It's so hard to sell an idea in this town.
Yeah. This is why so many people give up on the dream right there, what he did to us.
That's it. Our top 10 interview moments of 2018. Man, I got to tell you, there were so many good ones. You have no idea how hard it is to choose 10 moments out of 52 weeks out of the year for something like this. And hopefully you enjoyed all of those 52 weeks, but those 10 in particular. If I missed any, hey, let me know. At DownAndNerdy757. Let me know what some of your favorites were by tweeting the show there. You can also find us on Facebook, facebook.com/DownAndNerdy, and at DownAndNerdy757 on Twitter as well. But the only reason we're still here, the only reason this show is still happening is because of you listening to the show, sharing the show, just coming back week after week. Every second you spend listening to the show, you guys have no idea how much I appreciate it. We're going on 5 years coming up in 2019 with no plans on stopping anytime soon because of you. Going to travel as much as we can, get you to as many of the stars of the comic book world, entertainment, movies, TV, you name it, we're going to cover it for you coming up in 2019 for the 5th year of the Down and Nerdy podcast. But for this week, that's going to do it. And next week, we are not done for the year, by the way. Going to have David Mazouz on to talk about the final season of Gotham on Fox. That's right, Bruce Wayne himself is going to talk all about No Man's Land and The Legend of the Dark Knight and everything that's going to be going on Gotham this season. He's going to dish a little bit with us coming up for our last show of 2019. For right now, have a very Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, whatever you're celebrating. I hope it's a wonderful one with friends and family and nerds, because remember, you never have to apologize for being a nerd. So let your fan flag fly. Be good to your fellow nerds.